Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, also broadcasting on eSETI Stargate on Rumble and quite a few others, Telegram and everything else. So you can catch us there. We're still holding off on YouTube because they're just waiting for a strike. You know, we've got two strikes and they're waiting for us to say anything wrong. And, you know, whatever you say that is true is wrong. So we aren't going to go there. We aren't going to play with them. And so we're just leaving that void, you know, until they change their actions or it's changed for them, which may happen here pretty soon. But I want to give people an update on a lot of things that are going on. I'm broadcasting from a neighbor's place because we're having so many internet problems. We're having problems on every level. But I want to let people know that, you know, what's unfolding right now, there's a lot of channeled messages and other messages and saying everything's done, everything's taken care of, no worries. You know, everybody surrendered and we won, you know, and things like that. Well, we're right in the middle of it, folks. It's not where you think it is or where they're trying to say it is, because there is an interdimensional war going on and it's still going on. There's a lot of it has been cleaned up. A lot of the things on Earth, the underground facilities, and a lot of the child trafficking hubs and things are being cleaned up. And they're still working on that, which brings us to Ukraine. And everybody's asking me what's going on in Ukraine, and it's not what you think. And you're going to hear, because both Russia and China are going to call out, you know, what is really going on there. So, you know, it's almost like some hostile government taking over Texas. You know, Ukraine's the size of Texas, moving their groups in and doing every kind of nefarious deed you can think, and probably bring nukes in and aim them at the Capitol. So that's very well, you know, I'm not saying the nuke part, I don't know about that, but just take that into perspective. We did that in Cuba. You know, we said, no, you're not going to bring all this crap in. So Putin's had a war with the deep state, with the New World Order. It's been going on for a long time. He's had a total war with the satanic Luciferians. He's been very public about that. If you watch, forget about mainstream news. They're just lying machines. They're not going to tell you what's really going on. So go and check out, you know, his December speech, his Christmas speech, amazing speech. And look at what he is saying and listen to his words, because he's telling the truth about what's going on there. So anyway, Ukraine is a deep state stronghold. It's the global elite stronghold. It's extensive corruption beyond any belief, and that corruption is involved in, you know, globally, basically, especially our government is so corrupt. And just, you know, think about who's, you know, it's like Hunter and Dad War, you know, because that was where all the laundering was being done and money laundering and everything else. Anyway, but speaking of money laundering, you know, our bank is shutting us down because for no reason, absolutely no reason at all. We went in there, we went through all the steps. I have banking advisors who said, do this. This is how you set thing up. Everything 100% on board, the up and up. And yet we get this letter saying we're cutting, you know, we're shutting down your account. But that's happening everywhere right now. The conservatives, the people that are telling the truth, they're getting extremely censored. They're having, you know, their YouTube, their whatever channels shut down, and they're having their accounts shut down. And that's you know, we're going into full on Nazi Germany is what that's where they're trying to take us. They won't succeed, but that's what they're trying to do. And so it's far from over. It's not over. We're in the thick of it. And this Ukraine war, if you look at everybody who is for the war, that wants to go in there and just basically launch nukes, you know, these are the people we need to get rid of, all of these people, because they want to defend their homeland, which is, you know, the Nazi stronghold, basically. They that's what they're tied into. So the CCP is involved. And Ukraine. So you look at who's been in the news about the Ukraine and the CCP, and they're the ones that have their hands out big time, and they're the ones that are screaming the loudest. So anyway, things are not at all. And you're going to hear about, it's already been it's already come up that, and it's on the mainstream news talking about that there's biolabs. There's major biolabs in the Ukraine, and there's a network of biolabs, and that's where the global elite are creating these weapons to for the population control, and you know, and all the and you know, they're all connected. So anyway, that needs to be cleaned out, and it's being cleaned out as we speak. So the stories you're hearing on the news and everything else, although Fox News, Tucker Carlson is covering a lot of this, which I was surprised at, but he's actually. When I first heard him talking about Russia, I go, "Oh my God, he bought it. You know, he bought the story." And then all of a sudden he came out and just laid it out. Look, this is not what we're being told, not at all. And there's labs, there's bioweapons, there's, you know, and he's aware of all that. It's all coming out. It's coming out, you know, publicly. And now our government under Mr. B has been funding these bioweapon labs, and that's all coming out now. And they're afraid that Russia is going to get control of our bioweapons that we are creating through nefarious things, you know, and everybody's knee deep, Fauci, all these guys, and, you know, he's disappeared. Where'd he go? You know, so he's knee deep in this. So everybody's asking about that. They go, are we going to go into World War III? No, we're not. Are they going to launch nukes? No, they're not going to be able to launch nukes. There's other extremely advanced beings on this planet right now. They have their bases here, and nukes actually screw up the whole fabric of space. You know, they're not going to allow that. We've done enough damage on that level, so that's not going to be allowed. You know, you're not going to see that, but we are going to see just a lot of heavy handedness here. They're going to pull out all the stops. And so right now, I don't trust the banks, any of them, even the credit unions, you know, are starting to bow down to this nonsense. And, you know, and there's going to be a cleanup. There's a whole new system that's going to come in. It's just going to be much more fair, much high integrity, much more honest. And but the old system has to collapse. And so I don't. You know, I'm not an expert on how that transition is going to happen, but it's going to happen one way or the other. So if you know the big picture, you don't know all the steps on how this is going to unfold, but you do know the big picture. And I always focus on the big picture. You know, these nefarious beings and their multidimensional counterparts, whatever you want to call them demons, you know, like reptilians, serpent beings, royal reptilians, gray reptilian hybrids, all that stuff is being cleaned up, and it's a massive cleanup underway. It's not done yet by any means. It's still underway. And so these beings are doing everything they can to create division, create distractions, you know, divide the light workers, divide everybody. They are just coming out of the woodwork right now and doing this. And I've watched some very people very close to me that are falling for it. And there's people who, you know, have these lofty titles that think they're, I don't know who, and they are claiming to be princess this or something. I don't know. It's crazy, you know, past life things and everything else. And none of that matters. What matters is, what are you doing now? And are you in service to self or service to others? And so there's a lot of service to self people that have lofty titles and are claiming how special they are, and they're the chosen ones and entitled out there. And they are totally hooked into these other beings, these other reptilian serpent beings and hybrids and things like that. They don't even know it. A lot of them don't even know it. And that's getting to be a real mess. That's where you're having all the contradictions and in-house fighting and things going on in the spiritual and UFO community, because people have not done due diligence. They don't know how to heal unseen negative influences. They're not adhering to universal law, and they become self-serving. And when that happens, it's a mess. And then they hook up with other self-serving beings, which are the negative beings. And then they're projecting that energy into every situation. It's just a big S storm, you know, after that. And so we're in that storm right now, that big shit storm, you know, I can say it now, but But basically, you know, we're in it. There's, you know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you know, in a way it's good news because it's all coming up to the surface to be healed. And, you know, even in my own life, I'm seeing things pop up. I go, wow, I thought I was done with that. You know, where'd that come from? But if you master being the observer, even of yourself, and apply all of your actions and thoughts to universal law and just say, how does this serve? You know, is this focusing on love? Is this in the highest bed for all, best good for all concerned? Or is this me, you know, struggling, trying to get my power back, trying to take control, trying to, you know, and you always have to catch yourself and become the observer and watch, you know, watch yourself and just say, are these my old wounds and traumas coming up to be healed? You know, do I have a sense of entitlement, you know, where I think I'm special and the world needs to take care of me? Or you have to always ask those questions. And what I've seen is the people in the communities, the UFO and spiritual communities, the ones that are actually humble enough to ask those questions and really observe self with brutal honesty are the ones that are getting through. They're getting through this. And they're asking, am I wrong? You know, is this what I'm seeing here? I'm not sure what this is, you know. And do I have something tying me into this situation that I have to look at, that I have to heal? And the ones that are asking those questions that have the humility and you know, and I'd say the courage to really ask those questions are the ones that are getting through this. The ones that are just in blame, in attack mode, in all that other stuff, they're not getting through their stuff. And they're stuck, and other entities are coming in through those chinks in the armor. So we're seeing a lot of that happen right now. I've seen a lot of things directed towards me that I just went, what? I go, what? I said, I'm not even involved in this in any way whatsoever. You know, I'm so far removed from any of this. I don't even know what the hell they're talking about half the time. But anyway, that's happening. Just a lot of stuff flying. And so you just have to be careful with it, you know, with what's going on. So, you know, a lot of people I've been counseling and working with lately that are going through this, I said, you know, first of all, you know, just go back to the foundation, universal law, you know, which is basically universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. Is this good for everyone? If it's not, it's not good. And is this self-serving? You know, love serves. Love, you can't outgive God. It's like the sun. It just gives and gives and gives. And when you're aligned with that, that's what happens. It flows through you. Now, if you are need somebody else's acceptance and approval, the only reason anybody has any power over you is because you want something from them. If you remove that want and become sovereign and self-sustaining, then they have no power over you anymore. And you're creating your own world, your own universe. And so it's very important right now to realize that if you're seeking love, acceptance, and approval outside of yourself, even financial gain and things like that, you know, be very careful because that's your weakness. You know, that's where they can get in. That's where you can be manipulated. And that's happening, you know, on a big scale right now. So I've had a lot of offers. People wanted to turn the East Eddy Ranch into Disney World, basically. They wanted to make a big UFO hotel and all this stuff there. And I said, you'd kill it. You'd kill the energy here that it's so important. The land is so important. You know, working with the land, being at one with the land, ask the land what it wants to do, what it needs. Having a balanced life is really important. You take care of the land, it'll take care of you. And so it's very important to get out in nature as much as possible. And then the other information, when you find your center, you can look at things when you've cleared out a lot of your wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. When you've done this, you're going to see things with a fresh mind. They call it the Buddha mind. And all of a sudden you see things totally differently and you can see right through to what's really going on, what's really happening, the core issues and things like that. And it's not that hard to do. You have to just release any emotional attachments or anything else, any attachments to the outcome and surrender and just say, what is in the highest and best good of all concern here? You know, the people, the land, you know, the other dimensions, you know, creator, you know, what's creator's idea around this? You know, you can just sit down with that and just spend time with that and then let your heart be your guide, because your soul sits right next to your heart and your soul is connected to the source. And so that's what you want to do. But through these times, and you're going to be pulled here and pulled there. And my famous mantra right now is this too shall pass. You know, this is temporary. Whatever is being taken is going to be given back. And I'm never worried about that. And I've had, you know, people have taken a lot of money from me in the past. And I just said, well, it'll come from somewhere else. And it did. And it came from somewhere else. And the money that they took from me, they lost. And it went somewhere else, wherever it needs to go. So I didn't have any attachment to the outcome or how it's going to be. You know, I just knew that that void would be filled. You know, I'm not going to go to war over this and be attached to it and everything else. So I just let it go. And, you know, everything keeps moving. So we had a woman who was beautiful. This woman was trying to sell me here on the island here, these good luck charms. And I was laughing, you know, and she goes, oh, they'll create abundance. They'll create abundance. And I said, I think you need to give those to somebody else. So I said, I have, you know, there's a lot of responsibility and a lot of energy tied into money and finances and things like that. And to make sure they go in the right direction, the right place. And a lot of detachment has to be around that. And so I just said, I got, you know, send that somewhere else. I got everything I need and more. But the universe is abundant and it will fill those voids once you lose the fear of lack, you know. So, but you got to get rid of the fear of lack. And you have to be, when you're aligned with Creator and you're allowing Creator to flow through you, that flow is the same flow as the sun, basically. It just keeps giving. It comes through you. And so, you know, there's a balance between love of self and service to others. And so we have to take care of ourselves and make sure our basic needs are met. We can live simply and cruise right through this. There's no problem. Once you simplify, it's not a big deal. And that's what I find out is external things don't make me happy. You know, they're there to serve whatever needs I have. You know, it's like tools, you know, they're tools to get you here, get you there, and things like that. So that's not important, really. Your joy doesn't come, you know, you get a new car. Let's say you get a new car and you're going, oh, look at my car. This is me. This is my persona is externalized in this car. And somebody comes by, bam, smashes it, right? Oh, man, your persona just took a huge dent. And now you're cruising around in this pristine car that is now smashed and dented and scratched and everything. And you're all upset because you were so attached to that vehicle or that tool or that car. And now you're, and so, you know, it happens, you know, like up this winter in the snow and ice, you know, it's like, you know, a lot of dents, a lot of that what happens is snow melted and that refroze and it was hard ice. And so when you're trying to get around corners and things like that, and you hit what you think is soft snow, bam, it just rips your car up, you know, and smashes in your side panels and things like that. That happens, you know, that's called nature. But, you know, you look at it and you go, well, I don't know, maybe I'll fix it. Maybe I won't, you know, maybe I'll just say, oh yeah, that's what happens up here. Yeah, that's a little reminder, you know, that snow is not always snow. Sometimes it's hard, you know. So, but that kind of reminds me of what's going on. I was meditating once, and Babaji said, "These energies coming in are exponential. There's waves of energy coming in. We're going into the Ides of March. You know, right now, March is always turbulent. You know, it's always reaction. You know, a lot of movement, a lot of." And so I really think, you know, that we're going through those times right now. A huge flip is going to happen here. And I know eventually we do get our country back. We get our rights back. And these other people will be held accountable, you know, for what they're doing. But it doesn't mean we're not going to go through some chaos and some really trying times, you know, through this process. And again, a lot of it is where you're at. If you're simplified, if you live in nature, if you're prepared, you're going to cruise right through this. You know, it's not going to be a problem. If you're totally dependent on you live in a big city, you're dependent on all your needs, your energy needs, your transportation needs, your food, everything, your gas, you know, look what's happening with gas, you know, all this stuff. This is all take down America, all these things, the lack and the empty shelves and the high gas price, everything. That's all part of a pre-planned thing that's being carried out to take down America. Because America is the last holdout for freedom, and our Constitution and our laws, we really align with universal law more than any other country almost, but it's not being carried out because it's been usurped. So that the people that usurped it are going to be taken out. We're going to go back to universal law, back to the Constitution. We're going to go back to the Republic, and all this other nonsense is going to come to an end. That's the end game of where we're going. And a lot of people that are involved in that, you're going to be shocked when you find out who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. All you have to do is watch mainstream news and flip it. You know, whoever they're trying to demonize is probably the good guys. And whoever they're trying to say are the good guys are using the opposite. You know, so, and they're using sympathy, and they're using race card, and they're using gender card, and they're using every card they can to get people divided and involved. And that's happening on a big scale. But, you know, that they can't divide you unless you allow them. You know, so it doesn't matter what color you are, what culture you are, what religion you are. It's all character. You know, what's your character? You know, are you a loving person? Are you kind? Do you help others? Are you serving others? You know, what are you doing with your resources and with your energy? And that's what it all boils down to. If you're trying to become famous and you're going to sell your soul to become famous to make that money and that fame and everything else, that's all going to crash, because a lot of the most famous people that you know are, you're going to see who they really are. And it's ugly. You know, it's not pretty. When you get into Hollywood and the music industry, what's going down, and that's all going to be exposed. And the child trafficking, that's another thing. Ukraine is big on child trafficking and sex trafficking. It's huge. And so that's being taken out as well. So what's happening in Ukraine is not at all what you think it is. And it's a police action. Ukraine's borders were never established. The coup that created Ukraine was created by the deep state. And now it's become a cesspool and it's being cleaned up. So there's things in Taiwan as well that are going on very similar. So a lot of things you're going to see, a lot of shifts, because they own the mainstream press, they're going to demonize the people that are doing the cleanup through the mainstream press, and just flip everything. You know, everything they're telling you, just flip it, and you'll be closer to the truth. You know, to me, it's like, you know, we've had so many things happen with us. Now I just go, yeah, what's next? You know, what's next? And you know, it's not going to stop me from doing what I do. There's no way. You know, this is what I came to do, and this is what I'm going to do. It's not going to silence me. I mean, I'm in Facebook jail every, I'm in jail more than I'm out of jail. Since I get out of jail, I make two posts and I'm back in jail again. And I don't even care about Facebook. You know, they can throw me off. You know, who cares? You know, they're kind of a bad joke anyway. But, you know, so anyway, between that and YouTube and the censorship there and everything else, I'm just going to keep doing my thing. I'm going to find other ways. And there's other venues coming up. You've got Truth Social. You have these other ones that are being launched. And so, you know, just keep moving into other venues, you know, move your resources wherever, you know, you feel they're safe or whatever, and just prepare for these shifts and these changes. Be smart, you know, through these times. And so basically that's my message for today. But there you're going to see, we are moving into, moving out of this mess. It's going to get a little ugly right now because it has to get that way. Too many people are asleep, and it has to get so ugly for some people to wake up and see what's really going on. And so, I mean, there's still states doing mask mandates on kids, you know, and that's just unbelievable. There is no science. All there is political profit-driven science behind that, and that's it. And if you look at the real science, it's very, very detrimental to the children. And that's got to come to an end. Everything they're doing is detrimental. And that's the line. When they went after the children, they crossed that line. And there are beings beyond your imagination that are stepping in, and the divine feminine. And you don't mess with the children. and they are stepping in right now, like Mary, Kuan Yin. A lot of these beautiful Hawaiian elders are coming in. Their six-dimensional elders are stepping in. A lot of them are here are just saying, no, enough of this. And they're using each culture. They have a whole teams set up to use your culture against you and guilt trip you and everything else. This is the biggest psyop I've ever seen. And so they have, and those people, you guys need to quit, you need to quit this nonsense. I saw these guys showing all these body bags, and then the bags started blowing off of some of the people, and they're moving around and trying to pull the bags back on and everything else. Mainstream news, and this guy's just, this is terrible. Look at all the dead bodies, and he's freaking out, and the things are blowing off, and the guys are reaching out, and trying to put the bags back. It was unbelievable. And if you believe what you're saying, this is all a really bad joke. They're saying Russians just ran over a car. It was a Ukrainian tank that ran over the car. And it was, some of these things happened in 2018, and they're putting up is happening now. So again, we know they're liars. We know that the video they're showing us is false. And all we have to do is wait. After you see it, just wait, wait a few days, and it's going to come out that this is false. This is fake news. This is not real. So, just be patient and don't buy into what you're being told, and don't get into fear, and all this other nonsense going on. We are going to move into a totally abundant world, and that's not too far out. But this old world has to go. The suppressors, the tyrants, the people that think they have a sense of entitlement, on every level, even the spiritual UFO community, there's people that need to go. For the truth to come out and for contact to have to happen, because there's a lot I've written articles about that. Contact's not going to come through the UFO community because it's too divided. It's a mess. The energy's not right. People have to rise to the occasion. The contact's coming through monks and lamas and people in nature and people that are service oriented and just good, kind people are the ones being contacted. All this other chaos that you're finding out is the see me, dig me crowd. It's not working out too well for them, and their stories aren't aging well. So just watch the stories and what's going on, and you'll figure it out, what's happening. But, if you hear something, just tie it in with what's unfolding and you'll see, but. Anyway, we're in the middle of it. It's not done, and hang in there. So I want to answer questions. I know I might have answered a few already just in the monologue, but let me see how much time we got. Yeah, we got plenty of time. But Kathy's reading the questions here.
How would you describe Ascension and 5D?
Ascension and 5D. Basically, it's just all about frequency. It's the lamas I study with. I love what they said. They said, focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. Get out in nature, sit down and shut up. And so love and joy and bliss are the highest frequencies. And the more you get rid of the wounds and traumas and judgments and angers and frustrations and jealousies, your frequencies start rising. And that's basically what you do is you sit down and clear yourself. And you start being contacted by these higher dimensional beings. These fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional beings start coming in. But you got to realize you're going through hell to get to heaven, because the fourth dimension, especially the lower fourth dimension, is hell, And that's where you have the demons, the astral beings, the grays, the reptilians. A lot of these beings are all in the lower fourth dimension. So you need to really hook up some people call them watch angels. You have an ascended master or something. You need a guide to work with you, whether it be Jesus or Buddha or Babaji or Kuan Yin or Mary or one of them. There's so many out there that are helping us get through these times. There's some elders here, Leia and Leilani have come in, and they're six-dimensional elders here on the island, and they're the goddesses that watch over certain areas. Certain sectors, and they've been coming in. So And then they help out, you know, and I'm making peace with Pele, which was rough. You know, it's like, I had to really eat some humble pie, you know, go, hey, I'm just here to serve. I'm just here to help out. And if you're not okay with this, let me know. So we're good now. But anyway, you know, you have to come in humble. You can't come in and say, I'm the 13th dimensional priestess Ariana something, you know, and I have, you know, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. So if you go in with that energy, you know, you're going to, you know, you probably meet beings of the same energy and, you know, that aren't in 5D. So 5D is basically unity consciousness. 5D is where the creator knows itself to be man and woman, and the man and woman know themselves to be the creator. It's the merge of the two. And so some people call it Christ consciousness, Buddha consciousness. Everybody have different names for it, but it's a level of consciousness. And so there's whole civilizations in 5D, like the Palladians, and there's Orion Council of Light beings. They're in 5 and 6D. And there's Palladians that go all the way to 7D. We've had seventh dimensional Palladians coming in. And they're the master teachers, you know, they're very up there. There's the Anunnaki. There's some very beautiful Anunnaki that continue to ascend and reached a very high level of ascension. And then there's the fallen Anunnaki, and they're not reptiles. These are the bearded gods that everybody talked about in the past. There's the Andromedans, which are mythologically known as archangels. They're 8 to 10 foot tall. They have light bodies, magnetized light bodies. They live in a holographic light universe. And there are people that are claiming to be working with them that aren't too. So be aware of that. But by their actions, you'll know them. You know, they're not here to take down others or argue or judge or assassinate characters or things like that. You know, they don't do that. That's not part of the reality. They don't play in those areas. So just be aware of that. And we see that all the time. And, you know, we know quite a few Andromedans. We work with quite a few of them that come here on a regular basis. And a lot of people have Andromeda guides. A lot of people have actually incarnated from Andromeda that are here on the Earth. You can recognize them when you see them. They're frequent. They're energy signatures. You can see, you know, where they're from. And there's a lot of people from the Pleiades and a lot of people, you know, that this shift happening, everybody's worried about this huge, what do they call it? The ETs coming and taking over, you know, the invasion. It already happened. It's called reincarnation. And the negative ones have been here for God knows how long, and they're being taken out right now. But there's so many people that have incarnated. And if you're watching this show or connected to this energy and you're hearing these words, probably you're one of them, you know, or you wouldn't be interested in this. If you're looking at the stars or interested in the star nations and things like that, it's probably because you've had a past life there. And that's what we do. When we do clearings, the TPR sessions, they're transpersonal release sessions, basically what we call them. And we go through that and we clear any wounds and traumas, childhood traumas. We go into past life traumas, clear those, and then hook you up with your ancestors, your beneficial lives and your guides and things like that. And that's one of the things we do here. We're very limited on how many we can do. It takes a lot of energy and time, and I have not been able to clone myself yet. So if you go to the website, you can find out more about that.
I hear a lot about the Zulu elders, but I wonder, what is Africa's role in the whole Great Awakening and disclosure?
You know, Africa is very interesting. Africa, a lot of people think the motherland is Africa, but it's actually Australia. And Australia is where the first mines were, the first gold mines. Some of the first colonies actually began in Australia and went from there to Africa. So, you know, it's important to realize that. And then Africa, the breastplates of the pharaohs came from Australia. You know, the gold, they know where the gold comes from. You know, it has a signature to it and, you know, came from Australia. So they're very tied together, Australia and Africa and the Aboriginal people. And a lot of the elders know and know who's who and what's what. And they're very earthy and very close to earth and things like that. But there's a really strong connection. I was going to Africa when all this crap happened, this COVID stuff and everything, and it cut that off. And I knew ahead of time it would. You know, even, you know, the international, the UFO thing, not the international, the contact in the desert, I knew it wasn't going to happen. And that was when the COVID first started. But before the COVID hit, I knew it wasn't going to happen. And so when I wasn't invited, or you might say, or I said, well, fine, I don't care, it's not going to happen anyway, you know. So anyway, but I guess they are doing online things now, and which is great. But again, in the UFO community, you got to be very careful, because there's a lot of see me, dig me's going on, and they have their story, and they have their following, they make a lot of money on their story. And is their story empowering you? You know, is it putting you in fear? Is it putting you in division? What's it doing? You know, how is it beneficial to your ascension? And that's what you need to look at. Are they talking about extremely spiritually and technologically advanced beings, or are they keeping you down in the nuts and bolts and bank engineering and it's all German stuff? You know, it's like, that's all real. You know, it's real, but come on, let's go to the next level. That's what they're waiting for.
When you say the Pleiadians have this, what exactly do they have and what are they doing to help? Seems like the U.S. is sinking fast. Are they waiting for normies to wake up?
Yeah, this is normies. You know, I like that muggle, the word muggles, you know, but, you know, the people that are watching CNN and these other agencies are so brainwashed. They have no idea. And they're just herded like cattle. And I really think about at least 80% of the people have figured it out yet and don't trust what they're being told. And a lot of people say it's less, but no, it's up there. Because I've talked to people that were staunch, you know, not to be political, staunch Democrats. They're for, you know, anti this, and they've switched now, and they go, oh my God, what have I done? And they have voters remorse now, and they realize what happened, that they were, you know, they bought it, you know, they bought the story and the agenda and everything. And so they're waking up, and they're not happy at all with what's happening, and they're getting pissed. And so, you know, it's just, I think enough of them have figured it out now that things are going to flip, you know, pretty quick. But the Pleiadians are observing this. They're working on higher levels. They're helping those who want to ascend, those who want to move forward and practice kindness and love and joy and be one with their environment and nature. And they're assisting all they can on that level. They're not a force that's going to come in and force you to do it, because that goes against universal law. But, you know, when enough people wake up and just don't participate, it's over. And that's what they're doing.
What is the latest info regarding our galactic families making their appearance and the space arcs?
What was the first part?
What is the latest info regarding our galactic families making their appearance and the space arcs?
You know, it's. I want to tell people it's very important for you to initiate contact and to focus on love and joy and bliss and send it to them and say, how can I participate? Or ask for help. I need help understanding what's going on. I need healing. We have to initiate this. It's very important that we initiate it. And the more we initiate it, the more they can help. And they are helping on a huge level. As far as them making an appearance, I mean, we're seeing them almost every night. If the sky is clear here, we see it. We see the ships. Big ships have been coming over the island here. And they're still coming over Isetti and other places that have risen, you know, the land there resonates to a level where they love it. They feel good there, you know, and that's why they come there, because the people in the land, they can work with that. And so they're working a lot. You know, there's some things they can do, some things they can't do. And it's a multidimensional effort that's happening. And the higher dimensional beings are clearing out a lot of this really nasty serpent being, gray reptilian hybrid stuff. Royal reptilians, they're working on that, because that's above most of our pay grades, you know, so they're coming in and cleaning that out. And the white hats on the ground are doing everything they can to clean out a lot of this. It's hideous. And a lot of our leadership is heavily involved in it. You don't even it's so ugly that most people can't even look at it. You know, it's they don't even want to see it, but it's being cleaned up, thank God. You know, these guys have to go to therapy afterwards. You know, it's that bad. But you know, it's they're doing a great job, and you know, kudos to them, and we need to get behind them and support it.
What is your opinion about Elon Musk and his Starlink satellites? Is he working for the greater good? What about his Neuralink invention?
Yeah, you know, that's a big mixed bag. You know, I'm not sure. I think Elon Musk is going to go with the flow. And the flow is going in the white hat direction and the positive and the Federation, you know, of worlds or the galactic areas, different names for it. The flow is going in that direction, and that's where he's going to go, you know, because he's a smart man. He sees the writing on the wall where things are going. So I don't think Starlink is a problem. I think the towers on the ground are a problem, and they need to be either reset or redone or reconfigured, you know. So, I mean, that's my understanding of it. That could change with more knowledge, but I mean, I haven't gotten into one of those boxes and opened it up. And if I did, I wouldn't even know what I was looking at. So I've heard a million different stories, but overall, I'm sure, you know, microwave is just not good. You know, they're seeing these demonstrations. They're using, I don't know what it's called, something rad technology and on the people demonstrating, and it's really messing them up. I mean, they're getting fried. So that's happening over in Australia and other places too. So this is nasty stuff. It should not be used for what it's being used for.
What is your opinion of Ashtar, helping humanity or trickster?
I tell you, Ashtar has been around forever. I've heard so many people that claim to be working with the Ashtar Command, and they were very self-serving people. And a lot of the stories that they said didn't happen. The Earth was supposed to be completely wiped, and everybody's going to be picked up on ships. And that's been going on since the 70s. And so I just don't put a lot of stock into that right now. And then there's new information now that there's one Ashtar, and then there's another Ashtar, and there's a good one and then a bad one. And it gets really confusing, you know? So I work with the ones I work with. I work with the Palladians that I know. I work with the Andromedans and work with the Jesai and the Laka, the Lion Beings, the Syrians, and things like that. I work with the ones I know because I know and I trust these beings, and I've been them in the past. So and that's just what I work with. We need to get away from the external information and get our information internally. And there's no shortcuts. You've got to meditate. You've got to get out in nature. You've got to, you know, release the past. You've got to deal with your shadow side and clear that and get your own information. And, you know, a lot of times then from this other external information will come in. I'll ask the other guys and they go, what? I don't know what you're talking about. And I say, okay, that's, you know, so I don't know. It's all about getting your own inner guidance. And that's, you know, that's what the self-mastery classes are all about is, you know, it's about mastering self, basically getting your own internal guidance and, you know, releasing the past and healing and working with the higher dimensional beings. And those are coming up in June. So go to the website. We've got a couple of good workshops coming up here in May and June. Check it out at eseti.org.
Okay, this is kind of a long one. I find it super curious that many inner earth beings and ancient civilizations, apparently more spiritually advanced than the surface population, that we have long heard about seemingly do not communicate their thoughts or intentions pertaining to our collective, planetary liberation and ascension. Not a peep. Are we not all Gaians, out of sight, out of mind? When will these mysterious brothers and sisters of inner earth step into the light and make their intentions known?
Simple answer is when we rise to the occasion, you know, basically we're in contact with them. We see them all the time and we've been working with them all the time. So it's not a matter of them coming to us and fixing us. We have to rise to the occasion and they'll help us. And they're waiting for that. And so when we get to a certain frequency, they go, oh, there's one. We can work with that one. And they're going to go and start working with you. So contact comes with enlightenment. And they're there to assist you in your own awakening and healing, your own empowerment. And that's what they're here to do. They're not here to fix everything and take care of everything and do everything for us, you know, so we have to do our part. But, you know, when we rise to the occasion, when we start focusing and making this a priority in our lives, we're going to have contact. They are helping a lot of people. You know, the muggles aren't aware of it because, you know, that's not their priority. It's not their focus. And that's okay. That's where they're at, you know. But, you know, we just have to rise to the occasion and go to places you know where they're at. You know, go if you know where there's bases or strongholds or power spots and things like that, go to those places. That's how you connect with them.
Patty Brassard has stated that there are 5 Earths waiting for us humans. This Earth will be left for the AI and transhumans and all of them, and this Earth will be destroyed. What do you think about this?
Well, I know there's at least 8 Earths, you know, so, and they're just out of phase from each other, which is true. I think, and that's a tricky question because I think some people may take that path and they might shift, you know, there's been, like Babaji said, there'd be a bifurcation of worlds is what he said, or something that they would one. And a lot of the elders talk about it, like the new world eats the old world, or the old world collapses. You know, it's like those who focus on being kind and loving and close to nature are going to rise. You know, they're going to go up the upward spiral. And those that focus on just technology and controlling and power over others are going to take the downward spiral, and that degenerates and crashes. And so, you know, I think there's almost as many worlds as there are people, because we're all creating our own realities down here, and we're magnetizing people and events to us according to our consciousness. But we also have to realize, you know, we have a physical body. We're in this physical world. We need to do our part. And we can't just say, I'm already in 5D, you know, and then I go, well, if that's true, you know, there's this 3D tree over there. Take a run at it and tell me how that works out, you know. So, you know, we need to stay grounded with this. And so that could happen. I'm not exactly sure about that. I've seen different angles of it. But, you know, the bottom line is if you rise the occasion, you focus on your own ascension and release the past and don't give your power away to others, you'll get through all this. But if you get caught up and you get attached to all the stuff going on, you get into fear, you're gonna go with that world, you know.
What do you think about root products like zeolite for detoxing heavy metals and spike proteins from the shedding?
You know, there's so many protocols. A lot of the, there are so many protocols. If you do a search, just search for protocols, you know, for detoxing and get rid of that out there. I'm not a doctor. I can't give medical advice, but, you know, I can say, you know, what I do is I basically keep my immune system up. I take certain things, you know, I have my own formula. I do a lot of vitamin D, a lot of vitamin C, a lot of the basics, you know, keep my system up. And there's certain other things you can take. But do some research on it. There are a lot of formulas right now that are coming out that a lot of the doctors that have maintained their integrity are coming out with, and do, you know, research on that. We have some on our website. If you go to our website, I think there's information on that.
Do you know if there is a tunnel between South Africa and Australia?
You know, this whole planet's riddled with tunnels. I'd say definitely yes. Some of these tunnels, there's earthquakes like in Turkey that have opened up, and there's tunnels between all the pyramids, and the pyramids are everywhere. And there's very ancient tunnels, and there's a lot of new tunnels being built, you know, with our equipment. So there's tunnels everywhere, basically.
I am hearing of a fake alien attack by the Dark Hats on major cities. There would be real damage. If so, how would the sleepers deal with this? I see so many still wearing masks.
Yeah. Boy, the I don't see the fake alien invasion that they planned. They did have a plan for it. I don't see it happening. They've already lost the, they've lost the ships they're going to pull it off with. They've lost the narrative. There are people still pushing the narrative who are working with the deep state and the UFO field and things like that. I really don't see that happening. They don't have, they could try some blue beam stuff and it's just not going to pan out well. I mean, everybody, there's so many people that know about it. They know about their plans. And when too many people know about it, they go, okay, that plan's in the trash, you know? So you never know. They can pull out all kinds of ridiculous things, but I wouldn't worry about it. You know that, Anna?
More on doing what Jesus did. His disciples accomplished some works like his. Why can't we? Did they have help or did they manifest those acts themselves?
Dr. Charnel wants me to come on a show and talk about that. That is a whole show. That is to tell you what's really going on with that. That's a whole show in itself. There's a plan. There's a plan. It's thousands of years old. And it's a multidimensional plan that goes all the way back to the source. And if you understand this and understand the different players in this plan, it's kind of complicated. When Jesus incarnated, he incarnated from the plane of bliss. He was done. He was with the Creator. He was in the golden plane of bliss. He didn't need to do anything, and he laid his life down. It was his incarnation into a body that was created for him to enter into, which was Mary's genetics were ancient Lyrian. They're very pure genetics, and his DNA was off world, let's say. It was not of this world, and so they had to beef up the body because his energy was so powerful it would have burned the synapses. And he was the exemplar Christ, the example, you might say. There are others too. Buddha did a lot of crazy stuff. A lot of the other, Babaji, you know, Kuan Yin, there's so many. I mean, I could lay masters forever that had healing abilities and could do. And he said, you will do greater works than I, for I go on to the Father. He goes, I'm bailing. I'm out of here. And you can do the same thing I'm doing. You just have to do your time, you know, do your, clear yourself and become a channel. You see, when he said, I myself do nothing, the Father through me doeth the works, what he's saying is that he set his ego aside. He set all the dramas aside, all the wounds, all the traumas, cleared all that all out, and the Creator was working through him. And we can all do that. We all have that ability to set ourselves aside. I tell people the most powerful thing you become is nobody. Become nobody. You don't even need an identity. There's nobody to defend, nobody to worry about. Become nobody. Allow that force to come through you. And then everything works. Everything will be well. But, you know, it's rough. You know, it's like, yeah, he even transcended death, which was the biggest of all challenges, you know. So he showed. He was the, he was kind of the example. What he said, his words, not what other people said about him. Just look at his words and his path. So when he was born, he said, you know, he became a messenger. He said, I'm a messenger of God. He was receiving messages. He's delivering those messages. And later he goes, oh, wait a second. I'm not this body and this personality that came from Mary and Joseph. I'm a spirit. I came from God, you know. He goes, God's my Father. I'm the Son of God. And then later on, he totally immersed and he became one with God. He said, the Father through me doeth the works. He's one with God now. And so that's the path. And the yogis know that. The lamas know that. They all know that. That is the path. And so we can all do it if we get rid of the fear, guilt, and unworthiness, which is taught by the major religion. So we have to get away from that and become one and release the past and heal the traumas and all the blocks and wounds and things and let that energy flow through us. So, I mean, there's so much more to the story. It's a whole show in itself, but we can all do that. We just have to get out of the way and allow this energy to come through it. So that's what I'm saying. There's so many people in the community that have these lofty titles and I'm this and I'm that, and everybody's giving their power away to them and resources. Yeah, you're the one. You're the chosen one. When you choose You're the chosen one. And if you choose to become one with Creator, then you're in. You know, that's an arduous journey. And a lot of challenges, and you're going to have to face yourself and your fears and everything. Along the way, you're going to have to face your dark side. So that's kind of like, you know, the way it is. You know, it's like, and you'll be challenged by other entities. And so you better learn how to heal unseen negative influences and maintain your connection through this path, because that's what we teach. And it's very important right now. A lot of people succumb to it. They allow these energies, they're tricksters, they're flatterers, they trick you into, you know, becoming vessels for them. And, you know, you can become a vessel for the dark side too, as well. And a lot of times the dark side will masquerade as the light side. So if you don't haven't developed your inner sensitivity and you don't have that foundation of universal law, you'll be sucked into that, all those dramas and everything. I think I'm getting close to the end of time. I think I've got maybe a couple more minutes. So
where are the CEOs that have resigned? Any intel on this? Are we facing a 2012 event?
Oh, God. Well, a lot of the CEOs that resigned are basically in hiding or arrested, you know, so, you know, they've been snagged here and there. So
are we facing a 2012 event?
Well, yeah, 2012, just the calendar's off. So you got to add at least 7 years, probably 9 years to the calendar. So what's 2012 would be 2021. Or 2022, you know, so basically, yeah, we're in it. Yeah, you know, we are full on in it, and we're in that time. But anyway, I'm hitting the end of the hour, folks. Unfortunately, we've got to sign off. There's so much more to say. And just hang in there, focus on love and joy and bliss, you know, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, be kind to each other. And if you feel like you're being asked to do something outside of your integrity or something like harm another, don't do it. You know, just don't stand up. Your soul, you know, is demanding this of you right now. Stand up against this nonsense, you know, because we, you know, we're the ones we've been waiting for. We're the ETs we're trying to connect with. And we're here now. So we just have to wake up and rise up. But anyway, have a great evening. Lot to digest there. And we'll see you next week. Good night. We'll be right back.